Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WCBS News Time, 12:04. And a good afternoon to you. I'm John Wydra on News Radio 88. In New York City at the moment, we're up another 3 degrees. Let's make that a mostly sunny 82 in New York City. Relative humidity, 61%. Southwesterlies at 7 miles an hour. Steady in the barometer, 30.18. Sunny, warm and humid today. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. More on the forecast coming up. Stay with us. Well, as Rich Lamb pointed out in an earlier report, Ranger blue skies broke out as the Ranger Parade, the Victory Parade, started. Let's go back to New York City Hall and Rich anchoring our team coverage of this great Stanley Cup parade. Rich?
Jada, oh Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Jada, oh my baby, won't you come home to me? I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting.
Well, apparently that's some of the entertainment that's going on in front of City Hall. As they pointed out earlier, some of the music from 1940, the last year that the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, is what's happening there. They're entertaining the crowd as the parade begins. Along the parade route, I think at the beginning of it, WCBS reporter Tim Scheldt standing by. Timmy?
John actually smack in the middle of it, riding a flatbed. Got an idea of how excited these fans are just yet. Just listen to them. Here on Lower Broadway, we just passed Exchange Place, and they are literally person to person, shoulder to shoulder, curb to sidewalk. In a shower of confetti, we're looking at ticker tape coming down. We're looking at old paper that you mimeograph off of, shredded paper, red, white, and blue carnation paper. It is an amazing scene, as always. New York City Post its heroes with ticker tape parades down this famous, or up this famous avenue. And here they are, Ranger fans, screaming so loud and so hard they're red in the face. They have their thumbs in the air, thumbs held high. They have index fingers held high. We're number one. Some are on others' shoulders. There's someone with a bumper sticker that has 1940 on it, but the one and the zero crossed out, saying 94 is the year. And they are not letting up. Right behind me is one of the floats with Mayor Giuliani is on. Also, Neil Smith, general manager of the Rangers, a number of the Ranger players, Alexei Kovalov, Serge Zubov, two of the Russians who barely speak English. I think they're understanding what's going on here today. Alexei Kovalov is wheeling his arms around to rev up the crowd in a very exciting moment up Broadway for the fans and for the Rangers. What does it look like from above, Tom Kaminsky in Shop 88?
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, the Ranger fans who have waited and waited and suffered 54 years of pent-up emotion is now just exploding in a cascade of paper, sheets and rolls sailing down, reams of paper. We're watching people literally tossing reams of paper off of the rooftops. It is now hanging off in long streamers off the sides of the buildings. And in fact, it has reached us up here at about 1,300 feet. And it is just incredible the amount of people. A good close estimate would have to be about 500,000 people, absolutely shoulder to shoulder, packed in the entire length of Lower Broadway, right up to City Hall. And the interesting thing, right down around the bottom of the Battery, 10 sanitation dumpsters getting ready for their turn. I think they're going to need a little bit more than 10 dumpsters to handle all the paper that's coming down from this crowd.
Here in front of City Hall, if you can hear us, John, I guess you can. And whatever problem we had there of crossed wires apparently has been undone. And we are watching now as through those skies, as you mentioned, the Ranger blue skies, the ticker tape is fluttering, the toilet paper is snaking, big sheets of paper are kind of wafting, and the fans here, absolutely, Bill Schweitzer, are electric with anticipation.
That's exactly what it is anticipation, and the ticker tape and everything is coming down already. Well, now the parade is just starting to get up towards the City Hall end. Coming up Broadway, we can see some flags, we can see some police helmets down there, and
you can hear the chants as they start in the background. The top of that parade, Bill, we have the NYPD RMP. That's a blue and white. They have motorcycles and various police cars, a sanitation crew, and the float number one, the one with the big power players on board, are supposed to be following somewhere close behind, Bill.
Well, we should be seeing the heads of Mark Messier, Brian Leach, Mike Richter, Kevin Lowe. They should be coming up fairly soon here, but it is electric. You know, you can hear chants of "Let's go Rangers" throughout lower Manhattan. It's been unbelievable.
It's amazing. And as we speak, they're dropping huge amounts of ticker tape, actually shredded newspaper, from a building which is directly across from City Hall. It's falling down onto Broadway, which was, by the way, originally an Indian war path, and certainly is a it is a celebratory route today. This is going up the Canyon of Heroes, New York City's newest heroes, and Bill, the sky now just about filled with paper coming out of buildings, the windows of which open. That's very convenient here along the Canyon of Heroes. The Woolworth Building, which was the tallest building in the world in 1913. People on top of, we can see a copper roof up there. A couple of guys with blue shirts throwing paper down into this parade. Everybody in a high mood here. And we saw the colors go by. The NYPD contingent leading the parade has already made its way by, but we have no sign of that first float yet.
Not yet, but there's a sign of red, white, and blue confetti that is floating up in the air. I mean, you know, until you've been here and seen this, you can hear about it all you want, but it is unbelievable.
It is an amazing sight, and the joy and the happiness that these fans feel, many of whom have painted their faces red, white, and blue. They're wearing the Ranger caps and the Ranger shirts, waving the Ranger flags, and it's a marvelous thing to see in this New York City. And by the way, Bill, we talked about what happened right after the game. You know, here in New York City, they say the fans were peaceful. They had a nice little celebration up in Vancouver. That was something other than that. But you got to remember, they had about 5,000 cops outside the garden that night. So it wasn't really a question of just being nice that night.
Well, and inside the garden, too, they ring the ice with the cops in riot gear, and so nobody was going to jump over the boards and try and get in on the celebration at the garden. It was great. It was peaceful. Even when I went outside the garden several hours after the game, I mean, there were people still out there jumping up and down and celebrating and high-fiving each other, but I mean, all it was enthusiasm. There was no violence.
In the PD, they call it, when they have those big sticks and the riot helmets, they call that bats and hats. And they had them in bats and hats that night galore. Now, Tim Schell, the WCBS reporter, is down there on the parade route. I guess you're not seeing any cops in bats and hats down there today, Tim.
Oh, Rich, this is just an incredibly joyous celebration by people who are being held behind those police barricades. They're not trying to get any closer than they are. They're just happy to be where they are. We're right at Liberty Street, Rich, and if you know the plaza, and I know you do, it's about 100 deep. There's no more space for anybody in here. There are literally thousands of people in this very spot. No telling how many people are out enjoying this, but I'm looking behind me. I'm on a float, watching the parade, riding in the middle of it, and just watching this sea of ticker tape swimming across Lower Broadway as the Rangers are toasting the crowd that's toasting them. Many in the crowd have their victory sign, their fingers positioned in victory signs, or perhaps we're number one. Here's a Ranger fan with clenched fists. I was saying before, they're yelling so loud, so passionately, many are red in the face. I'm sure there'll be many who will not have any voices left tonight. Luckily, it's the weekend. Now, these are the people that have gathered here on street level. How about upstairs? I'm looking up here at the, in the inside, the windows of Herman's. People are literally standing in the window, in open windows, on ledges, waving cameras. They're doing everything as possible to toast these fans, waving at us, waving at the Rangers, whistling. You can hear it, Rich and Bill. This is New York celebration. They don't do this in Vancouver. They don't do this anywhere. They only do this ticker tape kind of celebration in New York City, and this is one of the most enthusiastic crowds that I have ever been in the middle of.
That's WCBS reporter Tim Scheld in the midst of the cry from the crowd, that cry which somehow touches the very spirit of every human being. A great welling of emotion, a tide of emotion making its way up Broadway here, Bill. Wave after wave of cheer. We can see the ticker tape fluttering down through the skies, helicopters flying overhead, a blimp flew. As the sky is filled It's a literal blizzard of ticker tape down here now. You half expect Bill Schweitzer to see a snowplow make its way down Broadway after this. It's just unbelievable.
That might be the way to clean this up, Rich, after it's all over with. Get the plows out.
But here's a team that had its back against the wall.
Rangers Victory Parade, and WCBS reporter Rich Lamb anchoring coverage from down there in front of City Hall. Rich?
I don't know why they're paying me for this. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable as we stand here right now with New York playing in the background, and we can see, I'm getting choked up here, the Stanley Cup. Bill Schweitzer, there it is. Unbelievable.
It's on the first float with Adam Graves, Kevin Lowe, Mike Richter holding the Stanley Cup high above him as the parade goes up Broadway. The paper, the ticker tape comes floating down, and boy, this crowd is going crazy. I mean, you could just hear this echoing all over lower Manhattan. You could hear the swell coming up Broadway, and it's like a wave just washing over us down here.
And right here at City Hall now, the ticker tape fluttering down into City Hall Park, and somewhere out in the parade, WCBS reporter Tim Schell, sound like you were getting drowned out the last time by those cheers, Timmy.
Rich, I'll tell you, you and I have covered a number of ticker tape parades together. I have seen more ticker tape, but I have never, ever heard this kind of a crowd reaction. I haven't covered the ticker tape parades like all the way back to Alan Shepard and some of the astronaut parades that were here. I've been here for 10 or 15 years covering ticker tape parades. This one is obviously an outpouring of emotion, of a passion within these fans that had been festering for 54 years in many of them. They were waiting for this moment, and here they are roaring, absolutely roaring. It's enough to knock you over how loud they are, waving signs that say thank you, that say 1940. One sign said, sorry, Islander fans. It is truly a memorable moment for New York sports, for New York as it is an incredibly well-behaved crowd, just showing the passion of their conviction that, yes, we have been Ranger fans for all along in thick and thin, and now we're celebrating thick today, Bill Schweitzer and Rich Lamb.
Well, Tim Schell doing a magnificent job out there along the parade route. You can hear that the decibel level down here is going up as we speak. Second after second, it gets louder. We saw the first float go by, the Stanley Cup glittering in the sunlight as the ticker tape floats down through a Ranger blue sky. Chants of Let's Go Rangers echoing up and down Broadway's Canyon of Heroes. Bill Schweitzer, what a scene.
It certainly is. You can barely pick it out now as another float kind of heading by with some more Rangers on it and holding their arms up and celebrating Jeff Bookaboom.
7 with their backs against the wall. We're getting a little bit wrapped up in this ourselves. We're absolutely surrounded by the ticker tape, but we have to, we'll take a little break here, I guess, and throw it back to the studio to you, John.
Okay, Rich Lamb, anchoring team coverage.
Out of the sky, we got a piece of a phone book down on top of us here a short time ago, and I'm telling you, people are just jumping down here. Little kids leaping up and down to the beat of the music. There have been chants of Let's Go Rangers. This is a celebration that you can't ignore. It gets right into your bloodstream here, and I'm trying to, it is just really loud out here. And I'll tell you something, Bill, whether you're a hockey fan or not, a longtime hockey fan or not, you got to get into this. We see another float passing by now. I don't know, that looks like maybe wives or something along those lines.
Well, I see some Ranger jerseys on the float and can't see any number, but apparently there are still some Rangers on that float. The big guys have already come by the first float with Messier, Leach, Richter,
These really are Russians. These are the Rangers, and they're New York City's newest heroes. And up in the sky, Tom Kaminsky has a bird's eye view of what's up.
The
should say bird's eye view, Rich. You know, we just went through another shower of paper up here at about 1,400 feet, and it's getting tough to distinguish the pieces of paper from the seagulls up here. Or as Ed Baker, my pilot, just put it, I hate when pieces of paper sprout wings all of a sudden like that. Well, that is the type of day it is out here. Just, I mean, things you have just never seen before. Where the tail end of the parade is on Lower Broadway, crowd is it is starting to file out of the area, but folks are just kind of milling around in the middle of the street, kicking around the paper, jumping around. They just don't want to leave, and with very good reason. This is 54 years, basically, of pent-up emotion that just exploded on Lower Broadway this morning, and everyone just trying to take one last good look around, I think, before they head out, just to kind of soak up the atmosphere of this day. Rich, Bill?
And that's Tom Kaminsky. The sun baked it and made it very hot. It's actually, the shadows are very short here now. It's extremely, extremely hot down here. Lots of sound, and the ticker tape now dwindling off just a little bit. Still some coming out of the buildings over Broadway. But it was an actual blizzard of ticker tape here just a couple of minutes ago as the floats began to pass by. The Rangers on board. We saw that Stanley Cup gleaming in the sunshine as that golden orb is up there in the middle of a Ranger blue sky. Bill Schweitzer?
It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a sensational.
New York here to sound before we introduce him. Yeah. Up there is Tom Kaminsky. Tom?
There you go. Let Frank do his thing first. I tell you something, you can take New Year's, Mardi Gras, Cinco de Mayo, 4th of July, you roll them together and you still have never seen a party like this. Lower Broadway has absolutely been snow-covered. There is almost no pavement visible down there. It is just amazing, especially on the sidewalks. And I tell you, as that very first float with the Stanley Cup on it would go by, the paper would absolutely pour out of the windows down there onto Lower Broadway. And don't think that there's not a lot of paper here. We flew a little while. They are out here. Slam, Bill Schweitzer.
Well, Tom, I can tell you something. Down here, and I bet you up there as well, I felt myself choking up. As I watched this paper just swirling around.
Very, very emotional. And those who are lucky enough to have reserved seats.
Something that they're never ever going to forget, to be out there. And you know what also is good is how many little kids were in the parade. In the middle of all that, all these young hockey players, this might even produce some big time New York area hockey stars.
Yeah, it is a thing where the historic value is just unbelievable. I was lucky enough.
That was a big personal.
And I thought Craig McTavish was on there. I thought I saw McTavish, and that is the last float carrying Ranger players. McTavish, Greg Gilbert, Mike Keenan, the coach, is on that float. So it should be winding up, and everybody should be getting here to City Hall Plaza very shortly.
And when they do, there will be a whole series of celebrations here, including the governor and the mayor speaking. There will be a speech by Mark Messier, apparently. Tim Scheldt has just come in off the parade route. He's got a big, wide smile on his face. Now, here's a man who got up about 0 o'clock this morning, went out to Long Island, covered the Long Island Railroad strike, then came back in. You know he's a hockey. I know he plays hockey till midnight sometimes, and naughty boy that you are. But you're not wearing your skates today, Tim.
No, not at all, Rich. But you know what? You could have skated down up Broadway on the amount of ticker tape that was thrown. I was saying before, I don't know if anybody heard me or could hear me in that crowd. It was so difficult that we've done so many ticker tape parades together. But the outpouring of emotion that we saw at this one was far greater than any. And I'm a Met fan. So in 86, that was like a big Met. That was a big personal moment for me. And this was far greater in terms of the passion, Bill Schweitzer, because these people were waiting so long.
You know, Tim, you and I are very fortunate. We got to be inside Madison Square Garden when they won the Cup the other night and get to be here today. And, I mean, it's just an incredible thing to watch a celebration like this in New York City.
It's an unforgettable moment because sports really transcends everything when it gets to this point. When it gets to the point where an entire city can embrace a sport. I mean, I have friends that are, they don't know anything from offsides or anything like that. they're not hockey fans. You know, they don't know Richter from the Richter scale, but they are tremendous hockey fans, and they are big, big time turned on today. But I'll tell you, you know, the best thing I saw today was how many little kids out there. I mean, this is going to be something that they're never, ever going to forget, to be out there. And you know what also was good is how many little kids were in the parade. In the middle of all that, all these young hockey players, this might even produce some big-time New York area hockey stars.
Yeah, it, you know, it is a thing where the historic value is just unbelievable. I was lucky enough to have my youngest son with me at the Garden on Tuesday night when the Rangers won the Cup. Now, he's not a big Ranger fan, but he's a big hockey fan, and he was just in awe of what happened that night.
I want to know this, Bill. How does Richter get up after he does some of those moves on when he stops the puck? You know, he does like a split. I heard one commentator said it looked, he said if he did that, you'd take a tow truck to get him off the ice. This man is unbelievably flexible.
Yeah, well, if you or I ever tried that, Rich, they'd probably bury us right there on the ice. But Mike Richter is just unbelievably agile.
You know what the interesting thing is, Bill, after the game, I got a great perspective by being able to cover the game. It was quite a privilege to be there with you, who's the expert on it. But the thing that I saw, and Mike Richter brings it to mind in my own mind, is that these are kids, basically. I mean, I'm 34, and I'm able to call these 22 or 23-year-olds kids. Mike Richter would be proofed in most bars in the United States. That's how young this kid is, and how happy he looked after he won was just exuberant for everybody who walked by him.
You know, there are some guys that played for the Rangers, the Leeches, and the Richters who have been there through a lot of years of frustration. But even the Messier, who was winning his sixth Stanley Cup, was just as elated.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.